Many, if not all of you, know the statements that Pope Francis said about all religions being equal, and there have been many YouTubers that have pointed out that it is wrong, and I completely agree with that. Nothing more to be said about that. But no one is talking about why he said what he said, and you need to understand this to understand where he's coming from so we can really come to grips with his statements. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you would like to support this channel anyway, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now let's get right into it. So as all or perhaps many, if not some of you know, I am a laicized Catholic priest who is married in the church. So I have been on both sides of the veil, and I'm going to speak from experience. When you are Catholic clergy, you live in a Catholic bubble. You live in a Catholic theological bubble for most, if not a large portion of your life, where you reap the benefits exteriorly and interiorly of being Catholic. You receive the benefits, the joy that Jesus gives you from the sacraments. You carry the sacraments everywhere that you go. This is a case with Pope Francis. He literally lives in the thickest Catholic bubble on earth, Vatican City. And he has received benefits from that his whole life. It's like a rich person who lives in a very rich part of a city, and he sees all these other ghetto neighborhoods, and you can see that other people have less than you, but you can't judge other people's inner experience, how miserable they are, how empty they are, how awful their lives are. And so you think, well, they're happy just like you, right? Right? No, they're not. Pope Francis has never lived in a Muslim country, a Hindu country, an Orthodox country, a Protestant country, or an atheist country. He's never lived in any of the situations, whereas St. John Paul II and Pope Benedict had that experience. Pope Francis has not. He has lived in a Catholic bubble his whole life. So from him, from the outside, looking at all these other religions, they all seem the same. You're just as happy as me, right? He doesn't know what it's like. He's never been a Hindu or a Buddhist or an Orthodox or a Protestant. He doesn't know how empty it is to be those religions. He does not have that experience. That concept is foreign to him, and he cannot understand that. He hasn't lived in that world. Some of you have lived as Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims, Orthodox, atheists, Protestants, etc., and then become Catholic, and you've experienced how empty you were before and how full you are now, not just theoretically, but in your lived experience. So Pope Francis, from his ignorance, and many clergy, from their ignorance of how empty other religions are, will say, well, all religions are equal roads to God. And of course, they are wrong, both theoretically, but also in practice. Because if you've been in those other religions, there's something in you that's like, there's something not there. In my own experience, and not practicing the faith for many years before my conversion, it was awful. That was not an equal road to God. It was awful. I hated it. The Catholic faith and the Catholic faith alone filled me with very specific ways of filling me. The sacraments, adoration, all these things that are particular to the Catholic faith filled me in ways that no other religion can or ever will. And I have had an opportunity to live in other countries. I lived for a month in the Holy Land. And in the Jewish part, it felt suffocating. I felt suffocated all the time. Judaism, whether you want to say it or not, there's aspects to it that's very legalistic. That's part of the religion. Lots of rules. Even like a well-versed Jew would tell you this. That's suffocating. You get this freedom from Christianity that you do not get in Judaism. And then when I would go to Muslim countries, I had a chance to go to some of the Muslim sections. It felt incredibly oppressive. I thought these people must be so depressed. Or I told myself I would hate to live in a Muslim country. It was clear to me the inferiority of that religion. I've also visited other countries and observed the effects of Hinduism. For instance, when I went to visit many times, like 3 or 4 times in India, and it was clear that part of the reason why there's so much poverty and chaos there is because of their chaotic and impoverished religion. That's why. That's why. Because that's kind of infiltrated into their culture. And then when you go to Asian countries and the influence of Buddhism and those Asian religions, it's like they're sort of just their personalities are taken away. They're kind of like drones or robots. Why? Because Buddhism is not personalistic. It's not about the person. You're just like a mob of people. Whereas in Christianity, Jesus loves you personally. And so you become who you are. You don't just become part of a mob. And this is just true. And anyone that has had this experience, comment down below to verify these realities. What about living in a Protestant country? Welcome to the United States. Aristotle or Plato, or so one of those philosophers talked about how democracy, which is not inherently Catholic, to be Catholic was the kingdoms where there was a king and queen by God. That's more of a Catholic perspective, what Christendom used to be. Just like Catholicism. Catholicism has the Pope where he is like a monarch, this one person that kind of sets the rule for everyone. He's not elected in a democratic way. The idea of democracy comes from Protestantism. What's the problem with democracy and the Protestant country? Sure, there's a lot of freedoms, there's a lot of benefits in the United States, but what do you see right now? It's going into chaos. It could quickly become mob rule. The people don't always know what's best for them. That's why Aristotle said that what we really needed is a country where there's a philosopher king, like a pope, essentially. He was essentially saying we need Catholic countries. That's the essence of being Catholic. My friends, this is why. When you haven't lived with the effects of a certain religion, you think it's okay. You think it's the same as yours. You haven't experienced how awful it is, the drawbacks. Some of the awfulness are immediate. Some of the awfulness takes hundreds of years, like the United States. We're seeing all the chaos happening now, where people get to vote their morality. That's not Catholic. It's imposed by God. God gives us the rules. We don't vote for them. And the voting idea is totally Protestant. Think about these things. And when you have lived in your Catholic bubble and haven't experienced what it's like to be another religion, think about that. What would it be like if you gave up the Eucharist for a month? What would it be like if you didn't go to confession for a year, if you didn't pray to the Blessed Mother and talk to her and feel her love? It would be awful. Or if you just ignored your guardian angel, your life would be so empty now that you've had the fullness of the faith. So we should pray for Pope Francis, who ironically talks about going to the peripheries and hasn't been to the spiritual peripheries. He does not know what it's like out there in the ghetto. He does not, because he is living in a bubble. Ironically, because he is like the Pope of getting out of the bubble. We need to pray for God to burst his bubble lovingly and let him see what it's like to be part of another religion, because it's not a good experience. And he doesn't know that. He thinks they're all the same. So that's why I don't know his intentions and what he said. We know that it was wrong, but this is why. And we need to pray for him to see. Pray for him to see and understand, so that he could want to spread the faith like St. John Paul II did, who saw the effects of atheism and said, no, we have to talk about Jesus, as well as Pope Benedict, who saw the effects of everything that happened in Germany. That's why they were so Catholic, because they saw what happens if you're not. My friends, I will see you in the next one.